Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song.
Oh, God has made.
Sing to the Lord a new song.
Okay, I'm back. All right, if you get Neo, We're going to pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so very much for all that we're about to share in a few moments. And what we're going to be sharing is what you have been doing the last 30 days. Well, actually 30 days and a week because of the ice storm last week. But thank you so much for this time to be able to testify and stand up for Jesus and glorify you. Thank you so much for being with us and all the angels just sitting around just waiting to hear it. They know what's going to happen. So thank you, Father, for blessing us like this. Here we are, gathered here before you again on this Sabbath day, hoping to glorify you. And this we shall do with your will. And with all you have done for us, we are going to shout it as far as we can so as to bring them in. And so thank you for being with us and blessing everyone here in attendance and everyone on our prayer list. And we offer this prayer and all these praises that we're about to share to the best of our ability. And that ability always falls far short of the name that we pray in. And that name is your Son, our Savior, our King for eternity, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. And amen. Oh, thanks for reminding me there, Brother Duane. Next Sabbath is communion. We pushed everything back a week because of the ice storm. But it works out pretty good. If you notice, January has five Sabbaths, right? Let me just double check this. I'm pretty sure it has five Sabbaths. Yeah, one, two, three, four, five. So, yeah, it's not like we're going to mess up the, you know. I mean, that ice storm put in a comet a better time, you know. So praise the Lord for that. Isn't that neat? And so, but, yeah, and for those of you that have, like, I don't know why it's sometimes, maybe people just forget their passwords or something, you please write the passwords down when you're, or better yet, make a little file on your computer called PW or something in case somebody, or just give it a, well, better yet, it has to have a name like passwords or PW. And store your passwords in there, and that way you type them in. You're not going to lose them in the house somewhere. They're in the computer because the computer is where you need the password anyway, right? And then make your backup copies like you should do. And but when someone loses or the password or something goes goofy or whatever, I don't know, when I can't change your password. I've done it a few times and tried it a few times with some of the brethren, and for some reason, more than 50% of the time, when I change the password to the new one because they forgot their old one, like say they give me a new one, it messes up. It just doesn't work right. So what I have to do in order to change your password is you've got to let me know you need your password changed. Then I have to delete your account, which means when you come back and I give you the new password, you get back in, you're going to have to make your little icon again up there on the card. But as soon as you're in there, all your, everybody that's, as long as you use the same name, it's not going to change anything once you come back into the chat. I don't know. It could be some kind of a bug in Rocket Chat, I don't know, but hey, that's just how it is for us poor little critters that don't make the software that we buy sometimes. It's one thing I never try to do. I mean, I've done it with Java, but using subroutines off the internet, made my own chat room, but they're usually pretty limited. I mean, if I had time, yeah, it might take me a month or two, but yeah, a chat room like Rocket Chat is not hard to build, as long as you had dedicated hours all day for a couple, 3 months, because it's just database. That's where I hung my hat decades ago when I was doing computer programming. It was mostly database software. So what is this? So next week is communion. So get your house ready. You know, do everything you can if you've sinned against anybody. If I have sinned against any of you, please forgive me. And I don't know if I've done it to anyone, but I always put it out there just in case, because, hey, maybe I don't know about some. What's this from Brother Eli? Oh, whoa. That is a good one. Spirit of Prophecy, Volume 4, page 399. Brother Eli says, as I was preaching, this one came to mind. This here quote, and I want to share this because I hope the people that believe the Holy Spirit doesn't exist, and the only way they can do that is to reject the truth as it is written by God, because they can't refute us or rebuke us on the verses that we present, because they always come back with either crickets, which is silence, and or saying, you know, you got to remove that verse from the Bible. And I praise God, Dr. Carnbaugh bought that Bible that's hundreds and hundreds of years old, that actually has 1 John 5:7 in it. Because they says, oh, no, it was never in the old manuscripts ever. Oh, really? Well, we got proof that your wolf pastor lied to you. Anyway, this is what it says in the Spirit of Prophecy, Volume 4, page 399. In rejecting the truth, men reject its author, capital A. In trampling upon the law of God, they deny the authority of the lawgiver. It is as easy to make an idol of false doctrine and theories as to fashion an idol of wood or stone. Satan leads men to conceive of God in a false character, as having attributes which he does not possess. A philosophical idol is enthroned in the place of Jehovah, while the true God, as he is revealed in the Word, in Christ, and in the works of creation, is worshipped but by few. Thousands defy nature while they deny the God of nature. Or no, thousands deify nature while they deny the God of nature. And there's a lot of people, pagans, you know, they always worship in the high places and hills under every green tree, and that's evergreens. So though in a different form, idolatry exists in the Christian world today as verily as it existed among ancient Israel in the days of Elijah. And so, amen. Amen and amen. Should have had that one there for earlier, but yeah, my brain pan can only hold so much. So, oh, and thanks again, Brother Joe, for recording the testimony service, because as I found out with doing the music that Fran wanted me to do for this Sabbath, my stereo mix doesn't work properly because it'll piggyback the stereo mix through XSplit, which, as you notice, some people could hear the song, others couldn't. And so what I have to do is just put the mic on and put the microphone by the speaker. That's all I can do. That's why you heard me whistling. Somebody said they heard whistling in the song. And this is, yeah, that's, I've been whistling since I had the ability to walk. I just do it. I don't know. But anywho, let me start off with all, we got a lot of praises because, yeah, we got an extra week. But still, it's not going to take it away from the next time we gather because we still have 4 weeks left. This, you know, kind of lost a week because of the ice storm, but it worked out good. So anyway, let me get the, is it already open? Oh, I must have closed it. There it is, yeah. Okay, I got a few I want to share right off. My first one was I was going to praise the Lord that we got 50 meg up and down, but we didn't. Because after the ice storm was over and I was able to get somebody on the phone over there, the one salesman that I love talking to him, he's a Sunday keeper, but he's on fire. And he's listening, but he's still, you know, I know there's been some good seeds planted. He didn't realize certain things, I guess. And so as to build up the tower to get us to 50 meg up and down, it's going to take 6 months before to even look at it. And then when I saw that a small town near here can get 1,000 meg up and down for $70 a month. Most people would take the $20 a month one, which is 10 meg up and down. But yeah, they $70 a month, you get 1,000 up and down. But because I'm just a few miles out of the town, I'd have to pay $9,248 a month. Yeah, that's exactly what I said, $9,000. And so, because it's business plan up and down, because the highest speed they can give you for business plan up and down at AT&T is either 20 or 50, and the 50 is 600 a month. I'm not going to double, or no, yeah, 600, yeah. To do 20, it's 500 a month. That's 200 more we're paying now for 20. But it's fiber, so it's more. But the Lord blessed us with a new way of looking at this. Some of you have noticed that when the ice storm happened, and I'm praising the Lord for this, when that ice storm happened, all the websites were down, of course. And then when things started getting a little better, and some of the stuff was melting and some of the wires were being hooked up again, the site was on and off, on and off, on and off, on and off. And then when it did finally get on stable, it was like anywhere from dial-up speed for the internet to 1 or 2 meg, right? And then all of a sudden, the ice just slid off the dish that's facing here. And bam, we were back to 20 meg up and down, right? And so that happened That last Sabbath, when we couldn't do church, 10 minutes, it was exactly 7 minutes before, because I remember this, it was 7 minutes before Sabbath ended. Me and Fran were already getting ready to gather, and I was still at the computer and getting ready to go into the living room to close out the Sabbath, and I did a final speed check, and then bam, it was back, and because the ice just slid off and we got it. But some of you noticed that. How come John 14:29 was still up and running? It was because the Lord moved me earlier in the week to move the server, because when I put that video up, the last one, that YouTube banned in 1 hour, we got off the chart hits on John 14:29. And the problem with that is I only have 20 meg up and down. And so every Sabbath, what some of you may have noticed, I was putting up a page on the website saying, sorry, we're closed on during church services. Join us, you know. Now, yeah, you can go to John 14:29, download as many videos as you want. It's on a server with 48 CPUs, right? And it's out of it's. I paid for it, so it's my server. It's public, yeah, just like any server's public, but it's not on one of those places where it's like a social media thing. No, it's just business server set up. I'm not going to say where, but it's in the United States, which is another thing I'm praising the Lord for, because I tried two others before that. And it was either India or the Philippines I had to talk to, which I don't really mind, but because I can, accents don't bother me that much. Well, there are some Indian accents that I'm like, oh, man, I keep asking the guy to repeat himself. But the thing I don't mind is you always get tier one tech support, and they can never answer my questions. And so I think, oh, it's just a mess all the time. And plus I found bugs, but praise the Lord, I was able to help them. So they actually got some bugs fixed in Bluehost was one of them that I tried, bluehost.com. I was actually on the server. We had John 14:29 up for 2 or 3 days, and then bam, all these bugs. And so they got them fixed, but then one of them came back, and I says, okay, I'm out. I'm done. I just skedaddled. And then we ended up on a different one, and it's been solid. And it was half the price with 48 CPUs. The other one was only 2 CPUs and 4 meg of DDR4. And so praise the Lord. We are but another thing that I want to praise the Lord for, and this is up to you guys if you want to do this or not, because the John 14:29 server is a beefy server. It is not a shared network. It is not the generic stuff you get like on Host Monster or even GoDaddy. But you can go on GoDaddy to get an actual VPS, which will cost you. They're expensive. You know, they all are. This one is too. You know, it's like $23 and some change a month or something like that. And you got to buy 3 years to get that price. You know, you can't just, you know, because if you don't, it's like $79 a month or something like that, or $59 a month. I can't remember what it was. But that's cheaper than co-locating. That's $100 a month. At least that's what it was 20 years ago. That's I co-located for years, where you just put your actual physical server somewhere else. But this server is so intense that right now we've got 36 families on our live stream. And that live stream can stay the way it is forever because I built it on my email server. It's actually running on a little server that's right behind this main screen. But 42 is the limit, you know. Even if I was to shut off the audio, because I was thinking about this, even if I shut off the audio on the video, that wouldn't make sense because the videos can have 8 to 20 second lag on them. And so that wouldn't be wise to shut off the audio because you'd have to rely on WTPR, which is going to have an 8 to 20 second lag on the video. So that would be confusing to you. So I left the audio on, and that's why you're only going to get 42 people on the stream. But we can get crazy amounts on WTPR. And so I'm thinking I'm going, because I called them the other day, or texted them. It's quicker to go through with text. They said, yeah, I own the server, and so I could do whatever I want with it. And I says, now, this includes clogging all 48 of those CPUs if I need. He says, yeah, it's your server, sir. I says, all right, these things are going to be toasty. You got some fans? You know, I didn't say that, but they're going to get toasty. We can have thousands of people on the live stream if I move the stream server software, because they don't offer streaming, live streaming over there. I have to build the stream myself inside my own server. Well, I've done it here, so I'll just copy and paste it there, even though it's two different operating systems. I use Windows, they use Linux, which is fine. I can, yeah, there's no problem getting around it. My only problem is opening the ports, which they gave me the key to do it, so we're good to go. And so, but if you don't like that, go on WTPR. But still, it is our private server. We own it, and so I'm probably going to go that route, and then the 20 meg up and down won't matter, because 20 meg up and down for WTPR and all the websites, yeah, we're never going to get lag ever when it comes to that stuff. But if I pull the stream off, the lag will be even better. Will disappear completely on WTPR. So I want to praise the Lord for that. I also want to praise the Lord and thank you all for your prayers. Remember my thumb 2 weeks ago? Oh, man, if I just touched it, it was like, hello. Couldn't bend it. I couldn't snap, and I just snapped it again. I got to stop snapping it, and I think that's one of the reasons. It's kind of like maybe an arthritis thing. I snap my thumbs, which means I take my both thumbs and I push them against my forefinger and really put some pressure on it and pop forward, and at the base of each nail, there's a snapping noise, and I've been doing that for decades. It's just a habit. Like right before I'm lying there in bed next to Fran, I go, and she's hearing that for years. But I couldn't do, there's no way, I couldn't even barely touch that thumb 2 weeks ago. And it was swollen twice its size. Don't know what it was. Don't know what happened. Fran wrapped me up in a poultice twice, and I drank colloidal silver like it was a milkshake. You know, it's, well, I drank, I always drink colloidal silver 2-3 times a day, but it's only like a tablespoon or so. This I did a half cup each time. Kill that. And you were praying, okay? Some of you guys were praying, and girls. So I thank you. Totally healed, 100%. It was 90% for the longest time, but now it's like it even snapped, as you may have heard, like when I was talking about it a minute ago. So let me just find something else. See, what is this last one here? Oh, here it is. Here it is. Here it is. And I want to praise the Lord for this. Two more things. Number one, I didn't see it. I'm going to put out my little nature cam as soon as I can, but Fran saw a red fox on our land. And I so wanted it, but I was so busy, you know, with these stream servers. I wanted to get out there and throw out some food for them to get them to come back, or her, because we got all sorts of critters living in the woods that I feed. And but I didn't get the chance, and hopefully I'll have some time to do it this week. So I wanted to praise the Lord for that, because I think they're the most beautiful little puppies I've ever, have you ever seen a fox puppy? Oh, man, you think a puppy puppy's cool. Check out a fox puppy. So, and then one more praise for me. Last Sunday, I was trying to work on some network issues for 2 hours, and I was hitting a wall. You know, it's, I could do what a network engineer does, because my son's a network engineer, and so I can do what he does. But the problem is it'll take me 2 or 3 hours to do things, whereas it could take him 2 or 3 minutes because he went to school for it. Because I hunt and peck and try to figure out the issues, and it takes me a little while to fix things, right? And so I'm hitting a wall, and I'm just tired of it. And so I prayed, and I was moved to anoint the routers and all access into the house via online with oil. And bam, within 10 seconds, the Lord fixed it. In other words, right after I did all that anointing, within 10 seconds, a thought came to mind. And I went into the router, straight in, tried the thought, and yeah, everything was up. Perfect. Oh, wow. Praise it. Because routers, especially the one I have, it just all of a sudden it goes, the gremlins get in there or something. I don't know. So that is annoying. All right, Sister Fran has her hand up. I got a pile of... oh, man, do I have a pile. So we're going to have a long testimony service this week because of we got an extra week in this stuff. Some of them are, there's like 2 of them are really long. But I'm going to drop the mic, and so Sister Fran's going to be the next voice that you're all going to be hearing here.
Sabbath blessings again, everyone. Can you hear me? Thank you. Okay. I have to praise the Lord. I just love praising the Lord for my salvation. And it's just so wonderful. And the joy that goes with it. I praise them almost all day for that. It's always in my mind, and I praise the Lord for that. I also praise the Lord. We have no health care or dental insurance, and I have to go to the dentist. I've had to for like a couple years now, and I got a lot of pain, and I don't know, I need my teeth to get taken care of, and it's crazy expensive without dental insurance. And I prayed, and I was driving in the city one day, and I saw this new dental place go up, and I just took down the number, and I made an appointment, and my daughter also made an appointment too. And on my way to the dentist, the first appointment, I prayed that that we could somehow afford it. It's crazy. It's just too much money. And I also prayed for a woman dentist because I just feel more comfortable with a woman doctor or dentist. Although I saw a man's name on the list as the dentist, but I still prayed, So, I went in for the exam, and then they, they took x-rays and all that, and it was time to go to the guy that does the finances and all that, and so I went in there, and he asked me if I had any dental insurance or Hoosier Care, which I tried to go on, get Hoosier Dental, and they just wouldn't let us do it. And he said, okay. So, he was a really nice man, and he tried to help me out with the charge. It was in the thousands. It was awful. And, this place that I went to, it was like the lowest price in the city. It was brand new. It was the lowest. They had the lowest dental costs. They kept everything low, the guy, they cut the cost of, the dental fees. And on top of that, they gave me like a supplement cut without charge. How you get Aetna and all that other stuff. And, they had their own supplemental thing, but he gave it to me for nothing. And so the cost was, it was dramatically low, the final cost. And I even found out they didn't even charge me for the exams or x-rays. It was free, And then after the exam was over, the dental assistant told me, before I went to the finance guy, but when the exam was over, the dental assistant told me that the dentist is going to be in the room in a minute, and I'm like, I'm getting nervous, And so in walks a woman dentist. Like, praise the Lord. Although they did have a man dentist, they also had a woman one there too, and I didn't know that. I just praise the Lord for that. For it, I can actually get them fixed. I mean, some of them, my back molars, it was just so painful. It still is. I have to go to another appointment because that was just the first appointment. And he's just, God is so wonderful. He's just so wonderful and merciful. So I praise the Lord for all that with the dentist thing. It's a big burden was lifted off of me. And also, I praise the Lord for helping me get those books out to people, and also helping me to, help the poor at the same time. We find the poor, my daughter helps me to find them because, she lives closer to a city than, we don't have a city, we just live out in the thing. And she finds the poor, and then we see what they need, and we bring the books there and also give them what they need. And praise the Lord, he's giving us people every week, five people a week, three people a week. And, you know, it's I just praise his name that those books are getting out. You just can't really do anything unless you pray for him to move, you know, to, give you that job. And I just praise his name. And, you know, there's so many more praises that I have. Like, you know, I praise his name for the trials, the heavy trials. I praise his name for the travel mercies, for his protection, for his love and his mercy. You know, I can go on and on. Just, I praise the Lord for everything. And, I praise the Lord for that beautiful fox, too, because it had a beautiful beige, like, almost striped back with a little bit of, you know, tiny black long stripes all over his back, like blended in with his beautiful thick fur. And he had black ears and a black tail and I think black paws. I don't know, but it was just so beautiful to see that. I just praise the name for his creation. Everything he created is just perfect, and I can't wait to get to heaven to see that, you know, the heavenly side of it, you know, the real trees, and, you know, like there was an Eden, you know. Yes, I just praise the Lord, and I'll always keep praising him. Okay, so I'll hand the mic over to anybody else who wants to praise his wonderful holy name.
Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. And when you're speaking of the trees in heaven, if you can only imagine how big the trees were on earth, even after Adam and Eve fell, there's one way you can figure out how large they're going to be. Devil's Tower is not a mountain. It's a tree stump. There's actually hundreds of those things all over the planet. And there's a video on YouTube where they prove it, showing what you look at the stripes of, they say it's like a petrified thing. And they go up in the same form, the exact same interior of an actual tree. In other words, they put a regular tree stump that all the bark rotted off and stuff, and you see these stripes of wood that are ready to fall over and fall off. Because Devil's Tower looks like it's scratched up and all that, but no, that's just how. It's a tree stump. Look at it the next time you see it, and you'll see, yeah, there is a tree stump. But it's a tree stump that is, well, it makes the skyscraper look puny. But, yeah, there's all this information online. But, again, they lied about us to that, too. Brother Gilbert sent me something in regards to the name Nasha in Hebrew. It means to deceive or something like that. I can't remember exactly what the email. But that's NASA. But no, I'm not saying the earth is flat, but I am saying, yeah, I know for a fact it did not go to the moon. They couldn't. The Van Allen belts prevent it. And their talk about Mars now is just to shore up their past life. There's no way you can get a lead-lined spaceship to go through those, those belts. Van Allen belts, they're called. Anyway, I got a phrase here from Brother Todd. I first want to start out by saying our Father in heaven is amazing. In the last month, I had the most intense trials and tribulations. Most were directed over the pagan ritual we know as Xmas, watching my kids cry, and my wife giving me the cold shoulder and being classified as a deadbeat dad over not hanging decorations or accepting that this holiday is a must for families to celebrate. My kids are part of my life. But my Lord is my whole life. I strove through this intense month with the strength of the Lord in my heart. My family left on the 24th to go to their in-laws and returned on the 27th. The immense peace that entered my heart was breathtaking. I did not fold or accept their pagan ritual. Praise the Lord. Also, I praise the Lord for my salvation, my peace at heart. the teaching of the scriptures, the love in my heart for all I come in contact with. The most ironic thing about the last month of trials is my kids are asking more questions of why I don't believe in Xmas, and it has opened their hearts to the truth. Praise the Lord. God bless. Amen, brother. You know, I praise the Lord, too, in that respect, as well as I praise the Lord for my salvation and the joy, even in these crazy times. And I praise him for the solidification of the stolen election. We all knew it was stolen, but when they were actually able to do whatever they did behind closed doors to allow, even though everybody knows it was stolen, to allow the stolen election to have Trump or have Roman Catholic Joe Biden up there, that brought a peace on me. I mean, I'm still a little down about it all, you know, because I can't really believe, it's sad to see how corrupt our nation is, you know. We're the worst on the planet now, as far as I'm concerned. I had the perfect peace when I saw that. I said, yeah, this is going to escalate the end times like never before. You know, you got a super majority, you know, Democratic House, Democratic Senate, Democratic President. So the laws that they wanted to pass against the Christians the last 10, 15 years, I mean, there's still ways for the government, you know, the Republicans to stop them, but they've shown they have no backbone now. They've all given up, too. They turned on their own president, and so not much we can do. But at least that they gave me closure when I saw that, and I want to praise the Lord for that because it makes it that much. It's like the way I look at everything that's happening in the world because, you know, I had to explain this over the years a couple of times as to how can you handle doing these daily updates. Don't these articles get to you? Says, yeah, in the beginning it was hard, very hard to do all these articles about what's happening in the world. And, you know, the articles that talk about the end times, even though they don't know they're talking about the end times, well, if you got eyes to see, you know what you're looking at. And everybody in our church does. But after a while, I got to that closure point a year or so after I started doing it to where the Lord revealed a watchman is supposed to ignore all that. Because it's just part of what's going to happen, and it confirms the work we're doing is legitimate and blessed of God. And then, yeah, now it's easy to look at those articles. I don't get upset at any of them. But the thing with Biden got me a little upset because they overwhelmingly allowed what everyone knows is a stolen election to be confirmed as legitimate when we all know it is not. I mean, it's just so sad. You know, I'm more sad than I am upset on that, okay? So, but yeah, I want to praise the Lord for the peace he gave me on that too. But the thing with the Xmas, and I think if I remember correctly, many years ago I did some research on this. The reason for the X is because they understood mixing Christ with the word mass at the same time. I slip up and say it every now and then too, without realizing it, but the way, you know, it's putting Christ in front of the word Roman Catholic word mass, where the word mass is defined as an unbloody victim who is destroyed and killed. And then you put Christ in front of that. It's like you're saying, Yahoo, Mountain Dew, Jesus is dead. You know, and then it's kind of like what they're going for there because Satan's buying the whole thing. So you got to know that. And I think the Christians' early days would just put an X there, saying they're not going to – in other words, they know Jesus has nothing to do with Christmas, which he doesn't. It's absolutely – the date's wrong. Everything's wrong. All right, and so Brother Paul has a praise here. He says, my praise this Sabbath is just to thank God for protecting me and my family throughout the whole year and constantly providing for our needs despite pay cuts and other challenges here and there. He has been and is our provider. I'm also grateful for the church family, and despite the fact that we are scattered, knowing that there are others who believe in the same thing I do is encouraging. And lastly, I thank God for the trials which continue to increase. It shows that we are worthy to be burned in the furnace, and should we remain faithful and come out refined. Seven blessings to all, Brother Paul. Amen. Amen and amen, brother. And but yeah, I like the way you put that. About how we're scattered. Now, because we haven't done a camp meeting in over a year, and we didn't do one at all in 2020, and that makes it hard for us. But now that everybody's getting used to having these Zoom meetings and whatnot, we too can get back to doing, like, especially, well, we could do it now, even though we only have 42 families that can go into the stream I built here at home. But if I, when I put the other one, the stream on the other server, and I can have both going at the same time too, because XSplit will let you do dual streaming, we can gather, we can do an online meeting, and everybody can have cameras on and everybody can see, you know. Because I got to look at the stream server and see if I can configure it to where we can have unlimited cameras in the room. But that'll be a little difficult because each camera is going to be about the size of a postage stamp to fill up some computer screens because everybody's going to be on camera. And that could be hundreds of people for all we know, because once the word gets out that we're doing it, they'll be coming in. But I don't necessarily want to do an online meeting, but if we have to, you know, like a camp meeting, but sometimes you just got no choice with what they're doing out there in the world. But I want to praise the Lord. We're seeing it with our own eyes. Oh, Fran, by the way, I sent you an email last week, or the week before that, actually, from Sister Vera. If you lost it, I've got a copy of her praise right now if you want a copy of it. I think I could stick it in a PM to you there. What say you? Okay, she's not. Is this thing on? I don't know if she's what she's doing here, but let me send her a private message. That ding will wake her up if she's. There she is. I have Sister Vera's praise. Okay, let's see if it fits. Oh, it does. Good. That's right. I think I put a 1,000-character limit in there. All right. So whenever Fran's ready, it's there for her. So I'm going to delete it here on my end. Glory and praise to him. And it starts with the one who praised Jesus. Yep, it's all there. Okay. Brother Don Don. This is our man out there in the Philippines. Our brother in the faith, the one that's doing the work. There are two, but one of them we're backing away from for a while. But Don, he's still going pretty good here. And he says, this is what he says. This is a portion of the last month's work. He asked his friend who went inside the SDH church to distribute a booklet that talks about how to properly keep the Sabbath. So for nine Seventh-day Adventists, and so far, nine SDAs contacted him. It's a door for him to share more things about the SDA church. Let's pray it will be faithful. Attached is a pic of him and his family going to a place to do Bible studies. I think I got this from Sister Novi. Since it is far from their house, they brought extra clothes and sleeping materials with them. Many families accepted the Bible studies. The work is progressing in the Philippines. Praise the Lord. And this is work we're monitoring monthly. We're not taking a chance. We can't do another Aiken. We don't have time. This last one did us for 14 years. Well, not really, probably four, because something happened in 2016. And so, I mean, it was made known in 2016. It could have been starting in 15, for all we know. Okay, Sister Katie has her hand up, so I'm going to drop the microphone.
So, with blessings, everyone. Can you hear me? Good. Okay. So Joe and I have a few praises to share. I'll go first. I'd like to praise the Lord for keeping us in Iowa to continue to do the work with the mailings. There's many, 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 many books going out weekly, every week, every other week. So praise the Lord, so many seeds that have been planted will be watered and Lord will give increase to them. And I want to continue with that, actually. Should I just talk about the Michigan thing? No? Okay. No, don't say that. Hold on. All right, so with the mailings here in Iowa, it's amazing, the post office that allows us to mail like so many each week, each and every week, and there's no issues. When we were in Michigan a couple weeks ago, visiting Joe's parents, we took a lot of the books with us so we can mail them out there so Joe can continue working while he's not working at his current job right now because he was off. So they wouldn't let us mail the books out. Their excuse was there wasn't enough postage. But here in Iowa, we've had no issues whatsoever. So obviously the enemy was trying to slow that down. So I just wanted to praise the Lord that we are here in Iowa doing the mailings and not in Michigan. I also like to praise the Lord for visiting our old friends, which at first I thought wasn't going to happen, but I prayed and the Lord allowed it to happen. So, and I was able to give them their baby's gift, which my friend's pregnant right now. She's due end of this month. So I was able to give her the gift that Sis Mindy made for me. And Sis Mindy, praise the Lord. Your talents are amazing. Praise the Lord for that. And what he's doing with that with you, I can't imagine what you'll be doing later. So praise the Lord for that. And we were able to share truth with them with everything that's going on. And then we found out, as we were talking to them, that, you know, they don't believe most of what's going on. So praise the Lord for that. I also like to praise the Lord for visiting my sister and sharing the truth with her. And I was also shocked that she reads my posts on social media. I post a lot of stuff on there, and, you know, who sees it? I don't know. Who actually reads it? I don't know. But she said she actually does, so praise the Lord. And lastly, I'd like to praise the Lord for reconnecting with my family, distant family, aunts, cousins, distant cousins. And I was talking to a few of them about the Mark of the Beast. And one of them, one of my cousins actually knows about it, but she had a different understanding of it. She thought it was, you know, the chip or the vaccine. And I explained to her what it actually was. And she was like, you know what, you're actually right. So I was like, wow. Okay, praise the Lord. So that gave me even more courage to talk with her as well as other family members to, you know, continue talking about other areas of the truth. Yeah, right, Brother Sean, it was easy. Yeah, because other people, when I try talking to them, they try to argue and they go back and forth. And, yeah, so that was easy. So if everybody can be like that, that'd be great. But, you know, that's not going to happen. So, and also just like to praise the Lord for his mercy, his long suffering, his love, peace during these times, especially with everything that's going on. It's getting worse, but praise his name for it and that we are here. We're doing the work, and people are actually listening, and being open to what we have to tell them. And I just praise the Lord for the strength that he gives us each and every day to do the work as well. And then Joe?
Sabbath blessings, everyone. So I have a few praises as well. First and foremost is for his travel mercies when we were traveling to and from Michigan, especially the day that we were coming back. There was a snowstorm, and it delayed our travels back, but we got here safely. So I also want to praise the Lord that Katie and I found out that my parents have finally started opening up their Arabic Bibles. It may not be the right version. We're trying to get them the correct version in Arabic. So we're going to see what happens with that. But praise the Lord that they have started opening up their Bibles and reading, and after so many years living with them and sharing the truth with them, it seemed like it was, you know, it was being ignored. But, you know, with all that's happened with COVID, I mean, some people it's put a good fear in them to turn to Christ. So I also want to praise him for the work in many areas and not just the mailings. I also want to praise him for being able to open up and share the COVID truth with a coworker of mine. He's Muslim. His name is Ali. Keep him in prayer. It's kind of hard to open up to him because of, you know, his religion and his beliefs. So I'm taking it slow with him, but I was able to share some COVID truths with him, and it seems like he's also starting to open up and see the truth, because he got tested positive for COVID, but he actually went and tested several times, and it was like 50-50. So he basically saw what we see, you know, some people saying that these tests are basically fake and they're falsified. So I was able to share truth with him in regards to that aspect. And finally, I want to praise his name for all the prophecies that are being fulfilled right in front of our eyes with everything. There's so many things happening each and every day. And I just feel a sense of urgency, as I'm sure many of you do as well. Mm-hmm. And I like being the watchman on the wall. You know, even though some may be afraid of what's going to happen, I also feel the same way. But it also opens our eyes, and we are that close with all that's happening, all the corruption, and the things that they're doing. It's we're going home soon, and it's all almost going to be all over. And with our new incoming president, his first top thing on the agenda is the climate change agenda, and we know what that's going to lead to. That's going to lead to the mark, and especially with talks of their national unity, and now churches and conservatives are being censored, and how they're going to try to, you know, silence them. Well, what are the churches going to try to do to speak their voice? They're going to want Sunday laws. So just, you know, be mindful and keep your eyes up. And I also want to praise him for one more thing, and that's seeing many have turned to Christ now and started opening up their Bibles, you know, with, especially with this fake election that has happened, and it's opened a lot of people up, you know, to turn to their Bibles. So I praise his name for that. And that's it for me.
That's it for me.
Sabbath blessings, and God bless everyone.
Sabbath blessings again, brothers and sisters, and wonderful praise, Sister Katie and Brother Joe. I forgot to mention in my praise, my daughter found a woman who just had a baby, and she didn't have much stuff, but she needed a little baby tub. And my daughter, who she doesn't do Christmas or holidays or anything, but she her in-laws sent her a brand new baby tub for you know, my grandson, who was 1 month old, little baby dumplings, and he already had one. So she took, you know, we took the new one over there, Courtney's new tub over there, and we brought books with, and we also brought the Bogus Bible book, if you guys remember that book. And so, you know, she, you know, we dropped off the books in the tub, and, you know, we went home, and my daughter got a text from her. She goes, "Oh, I just love the Bogus Bible book." And you know, she put it on Facebook. She put it on her Facebook, and you know, it's like a chain reaction. Yeah. It's a white little, like, pamphlet book. It's got the, I can't remember, Nick, what was on the cover, like a little, like a cartoon devil, and, you know, messing with around with the Bibles or something. We're getting more, brother. I just gave the last of them out along with, you know, the books that Eli sent us to, and so we have to make some more, so we'll get you one if you want. I'll get whoever wants one. I'll mail them one or two, or, you know, you might want to pass them out. I don't know. Okay, let me move on with Sister Vera's praise. Yeah, I just wanted to praise the Lord for that little chain reaction there. Okay, so here is Sister Vera's praise. Sabbath blessings, precious brethren, she says. I want to praise Jesus for how he has stepped in to save my marriage once again when Satan attacked it again in November, and for all the peace that Christ gave me during this heart-wrenching trial of past November. And for December 2020, I want to praise Jesus for all the times that I was dealing with kidney issues for this month, and he kept me from getting hospitalized, and finally I was diagnosed and understood what exactly was the kidney issue I was going through, and that now I can, Lord willing, on resolving it. And also I want to praise Jesus for always giving me the words to speak to my son after we read our Bible in order to help him understand Bible lessons for the evening. And lastly, for this past month, I want to praise Jesus for all the opportunity to expose Xmas. Please pray for the souls to love Jesus more than these pagan holidays and leave it to follow Christ wherever he leadeth. Amen. And for this past year, I wanted to praise Jesus for all the trials that he has allowed that drew me closer to him and that have much more prepared me for the most trying times of Earth's history, and for all the witnessing opportunities to all my loved ones and strangers. And I want to praise Jesus for all the precious evening Bible and prayer time with my son, who still has an interest to hear the word. Praise the Lord. And for all the travel mercies and protection from all the crazy things that were going on in this whole time in this past year, and for all answered prayer and all his blessings. Lastly, I want to praise Jesus for all the spiritual growth and constant forward movement in my spiritual life and all the things that he has helped me with to overcome. I remember that when I was a Baptist youth, how each end of the year, as I analyzed about my spiritual life, I would realize that constantly as I took a spiritual step forward, that I would take three steps back and would always end up right where I started at the end of the year, until finally, after I got married and had kids, I cried out to Christ and asked him what was missing in my Christian life, and that was making me such a weak, unprogressive Christian all my Christian life. And today I can't stop praising him for answering this desperate cry and finally opening to me his truth regarding the Sabbath. And not only that, just as Paul, he has led me to the church that only preaches the pure, unmixed with human traditions truth of Christ that has purified, edified, and sanctified me in his truth, and has led me to learn and study the precious end time prophecies of the Bible, which were such a mystery to me during my whole Baptist life. Glory and praise to him, a follower of Christ, Vera. Praise the Lord, Sister Vera, and we're always keeping you in prayer, sister. Amen. Okay, praise the Lord. Here's the mic.
Okay, for those of you listening on the stream, I just put on the screen where you can get the Bogus Bibles booklet if you wanted to print them up in your neighborhood. I think it's all of 42 pages. I got to click it over here. Let's see, this is the book. Yeah, there's the little devil shooting darts at it. That's the back cover of the book. That's the front. I don't know what's this. But this is the flats. Here's the flats. The flats have, yeah, there it is, the attack on the Bible. It's a devil holding scissors behind his back and stuff. I didn't make the cover. There was these printers that used to be part of our church family years ago, and they printed these books for me. For okay, that's the inside cover, the inside front cover right there. But, yeah, you just bring this to, like, Kinko's or wherever. I think it's 42 pages. Oh, it's 18, so it's extremely cheap. I'm going to contact the online printers that I used for the book People Get Ready, which you can also get here. All the Symbols of Revelation book is here, but that's 327 pages. That'll cost you an arm and a leg. Characteristics, yeah, there's People Get Ready. So I need to stock up on People Get Ready, Characteristics of Antichrist. I got plenty of the Mark of the Beast books. Analog God is, well, I got paper. I don't have the perfect bound with the Law of God book. But, yeah, the Bogus Bibles book is actually titled, where did it go again? Oh, The Attack on the Bible. It's from the Bogus Bibles page on the website. That's why that graphic right there that I made years ago is on the inside front cover. And so, but this, yeah, this is exactly what's going to be in the book. It's just a bunch of verses from the NIV and the NASB in comparison to the King James and how they're either completely missing or they have been rewritten. And it's a shocker. I did this was actually a sermon I did decades ago when I was a Sunday keeper, and the pastor wanted me to go in. I'm praising the Lord for this because, I had brought the NIV into that church when I first started going to it. And then every week, every time he preached, and we were at church Wednesday and twice on Sunday, there was always a verse that he would say that was either missing or rewritten in the NIV. And so I put the NIV down and got a King James, and then he asked me to do a sermon on it because his daughter had an NIV and she wouldn't put it down. Well, she was invited along with a bunch of other people. And just to make a long story short, at the end of that sermon, no one walked out without a King James Bible. They all left their NIVs behind. Well, not all of them. I says, you can use these as evidence books. That's what I do. I still have that NIV that I had back then, and I could hand it to somebody and say, hey, go to Acts chapter 8, verse 37. And they're sitting there looking dumbfounded because the verse don't exist. And it's because the Catholic Church baptizes babies, and Philip had to acknowledge Jesus as Lord and Savior, and a baby can't do that. And so instead of changing their doctrine, they changed the Bible. And so that's why this book's a popular, I would think, in that respect. So hopefully we'll get those books this week. I was going to call them yesterday, but it was day of prep, and so I didn't have a lot of time left. So let's get back to the text. Let's see here. Was that? Yeah, let you guys watch the text chat rather than watch a blank screen that says testimony. So let me knock this browser down. This next praise is from Brother Severin. And he says, praise the Lord that this last year he blessed the seasonal work I do. It could have been a bad year with the pandemic, and I am able to upgrade my equipment this winter so I can get work done quicker and hopefully allow me to spend more time at home and to be able to study the Bible more. Very thankful for those blessings. Amen, my brother. And, yeah, it's strange how some of us, it worked out really good for us for the year, and others it didn't work out so well. But it's all in the Lord's will, so that prepares for what's coming next, obviously. So some of us need prepping and some of us don't. And so anyway, Brother Gideon praises the Lord by saying he praises the Lord for bringing people, brethren together. The home church we've started over here in London is gathering members slowly. We're still learning how to do things, and we're praying that the Lord will continue to use us over here. Everyone here is young and ready to go. Amen, brother. I believe the average age is mid to early 20s. Praise the Lord. A bunch of the young people. And so, praise God, the loud cry will come out of the mouth of babes here in London. Amen. Amen and amen, brother. Okay, that is good to know. Maybe we got to get with you on that, see if that we can help in any way over there for you. Send me an email, Brother Gideon, if you can. Okay, now this one here is from Brother Yaswanth. He's from India. He goes, I'm Yaswan from India. He says, seven blessings to your pastor Nicholas. I have praises. Seven blessings to all the dear brethren. I wanted to praise God for his wonderful care and protection. I wanted to praise Jesus for helping me to renew my passport. I praise the Lord for the registration of my son's birth with the Philippines Embassy here in India without any problem. And that's something you got to register a birth in all nations, including USA. And birth has to do with ships. And I'm not going to get into the straw man thing, but you know what I mean. Some of you do. Anyway, I really praise God, even in this COVID-19. I got help from the Lord God as all the Saturdays were declared as public holidays by the government from July to November. But from December onwards, it's back to normal. Please pray to the Lord that I should get leaves on the Sabbath without what? Should get leaves, in other words, no work, on the Sabbath without any problems as the enemy is trying to attack me. I praise the Lord for healing my son, Prem, and my wife, Chris, from fever and cold and was there with them through all their sufferings. I really praise the Lord God Almighty for helping me and guiding me to build the website and add the web pages. I also praise the Lord for the increase in my salary. More than all the above praises, I really think a lot and a lot, thank a lot and lots for saving me, separating me and always keeping me from the filthiness of the world. He is really the great preserver and great shelter to all that trust in him. I thank the Lord Jesus Christ for everything what he had done in my life. I pray that you have all you have a blessed, wonderful Sabbath with the Lord of the Sabbath. Pray peace and God bless, Brother Yasman. Oh, and by the way, those of you that are wondering, because I've gotten a PM, why some can talk in here and some can't, because, as you know, Flash died December 31st, and so our old chat room, which had audio and video and text in it, died on December 31st. You know, it's called EOL, End of Life, and there are ways in MacGyver to go back on, but it's just too much tech for most people to handle, and so the Lord blessed me, and after about, I mean, I've been looking for 3 years ever since they announced it in 2017, but I really got serious in 2020 for like six straight months trying to find it. There are no chat rooms out there that work as the way we want them to work, unless they're on, you know, social media, you know, like Facebook chat rooms or Zoom chat rooms or Skype or something, you know. They stopped allowing people to buy the software to make a chat room. And so, but they didn't stop people from making text chat rooms, right? And so, and I've already figured out years ago how to stream MP3 audio live or even pre-recorded. That's what, you know, WTPR is. And so the Lord blessed me with the final decision. Just go ahead, forget about looking for a chat room because it just doesn't exist unless you got 10 grand. Well, no, even there, they stopped doing that. They would overprice the software so that people wouldn't buy it. Like our first chat room, I got it for $3,000. Well, it was a blessing from a guy that says, hey, was the Lord laying on your heart? I told him, bam, he gives me a check. And because I never asked for donations. But the minute I bought that chat room, the company within a month raised it to $10,000. To stop people from buying it so that they can offer them a monthly. And that's what Zoom and all the other ones have been doing. So what we decided to do is build our own, but hybrid. And that's why not everybody can talk in the chat room. We only got an audio, well, it's an audio text and a video chat room that we have that I purchased, but it only has 20 seats because it's extremely expensive. For 100 seats, it'd be like, I think it was $8,000, something like that. But the software's garbage. It's only good for audio. The text room is a joke. And so they haven't, you know, they promised that they were going to repair the text chat, but I think they realize now they don't have to now because I set up the Rocket Chat server. And so now we use the Rocket Chat server for text. We use Turbo, as we call it, because it's called, I can't remember the actual legitimate name. Turbo Chat or something like that. I don't know. But it's a physical server. You have to buy the actual server, put it in your house, and configure it. And so, but that only has 20 seats in it and two rooms. And we got the second room for free, praise his name. At least that's what I'm thinking. They they're not sending me a bill, and I asked them a couple times. So praise the Lord for that too. But there's only 20 mics in there. And it's not the easiest software in the world to explain to someone how to log on to. And so some of the people had to learn the hard way because not as techie as others, but now everybody's got it down to science, and so praise God. But, yeah, that's why there's only a few of us that are able to talk right now. We've only got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people, well, WTPR is one of them, in the turbo. And so there's room for 13 more or 17. Wait, no. Yeah, 13 more. But that, again, it's really difficult to explain. Brother Gilbert knows how to do it. He hasn't been here a couple weeks because it's really not necessary. It works fine in WTPR and stuff like that. But unless you're going to get on a mic on a regular basis, most people don't even bother using the turbo. And so we ask you to please send us, email us your praises. But if you really, really want to get on the mic, we have 20 mics. But you got to give me, you know, a week or two's notice so I can try to explain to you how to log on. Because I've even forgotten. Well, I mean, I put a lot of stuff in the back shelf on my brain. It's easy enough to figure it out once I do it again. But this next praise is long. It's actually, it's not really that long because it's 5, 6, 7 different praises. And each one's kind of short. So anyways, from Brother Samuel. And boy, is the Lord moving out in his neck of the woods. So let me just scroll up to the top here. And he says, let me just check and see if we got, no, we got no hands up. All right. He says, I want to praise the Lord for bringing my friend Ryan Ahmed to Christ. He was born and raised in Islam, but last Sabbath he decided to give his life to Christ. Man, I wish I was there. Praise the Lord. We have been doing hours of Bible study together this week, and already he told me he is going to a protest in central London today to share and to declare his newfound faith in Jesus. He told me that when he reads the King James Bible, he feels a power from on high that he never experienced growing and reading the Quran. Well, that's because it's man-written, man-made. The Quran is man-made. And I know what I mean. I used to read the I like reading the Bible, of course. It's a powerful book, and you always feel the Spirit moving when you read it. And the same thing with Spirit of Prophecy books. You always feel the Spirit moving when you're reading. The unedited ones, especially. I didn't know the other ones were edited, but they were fairly safe until we found out later that they were adding things instead of just taking stuff out. But I could never understand why I never had that same amazing, you know, movement of the Holy Spirit when I was reading Desire of Ages. And I tried to read it 2 or 3 times, got halfway through, and I said, forget it. The book's massive to begin with. You can literally use it as a doorstop. It's huge. And I found out later she never wrote it. Yeah, I know some of your eyebrows shot up, but yeah, she never wrote Desire of Ages. It's some of her stuff is in there, but most of it's not. So anyway, Brother Shaman goes on to say, to think that we got to know each other 3.5 years ago because we were both out womanizing on the street, and we used to go to bars and clubs together, and now we are both wanting to go out together to share Jesus and his present truth with as many as we can. Ryan Ahmed has now decided to change his name to Gabriel Isaiah. Wow. After giving his life to Christ. Man. Well, I mean, we'll have this fun when we get home to heaven. Go out and hang out with each other and go to another planet and share Christ. But, man, oh, man. That is amazing. Third praise. Is that the third? Yeah. Oh, I missed the first one. It says, the first one says, his first praise is for the online Friday night and Sabbath afternoon studies that are taking place for the brothers and sisters in London. The Lord has placed Brother Gideon to lead the studies, and today we had 12 people in the gathering all from London. From the looks of it, some of these brothers and sisters are very serious and are ready to make the reforms necessary to go forth in the loud cry. Keep this little gathering here in London in your prayers. And brothers and sisters, it seems as if the Lord has started an SDR London home church. Again, brother. Samuel and Gideon, send me an email. Well, you know, I want to help you if we can in any way, because I don't know how you're all set up out there. But if there's anything we could do to help, I want to be there for you. All right, so third praise. Even if it comes down to you using the stream that we use or the chat room, you know, so that when you have your meetings, if you're, because you're definitely on different time zones. So anyway, third praise. I was preaching in Oxford Circus beginning of last month. This place is kind of like the Times Square of London. This was just before London got plunged into a severe lockdown, so there are literally thousands of people swarming the area at this time. I was preaching when this one man came up to me and hugged me. He thanked me for the message I was sharing. He told me to come with him to a nearby cafe so I could share with him as much information as I could. He was amazed and said he had never heard this in all the Sunday-keeping churches he had been to over the years and wants to learn more and more. This man's name is Hayden. Today, he joined the Sabbath study led by Brother Gideon, and afterwards, Hayden messaged me saying the study was absolutely brilliant and that he really enjoyed it. And now, okay, praise the Lord. And then fourth praise, he says, this fourth praise is for the Lord bringing me and Brother Gideon together to share the truth. It has been such a blessing to go out with him in London. Iron sharpeneth iron. He puts that all in caps, amen, with an exclamation point. So amen to that. Also, I praise the Lord that he is using Brother Gideon to create a new 2021 version of the original Antichrist Exposed video. I can't wait to see it. Neither can I. Send us a link. All right, fifth praise is for the Lord giving me the boldness to stand and preach with the King James Bible held high in my right hand. I always ask him to give me the words to speak, and he delivers, and people are sent my way. At one of the anti-lockdown protests on the 19th of December, I got up and stood in the Parliament Square next to the Big Ben, and a gathering of at least 20 people formed and heard me declare the truth of our time. Between me and Brother Gideon, hundreds of Antichrist tracts have gone out in the past month. Oh, man, praise the Lord. And then sixth praise, he says, is for the singing voice that the Lord has given me. The other night, I just started singing praises to the Lord in the street with the Antichrist tracts in my hand, and people are coming up and taking the leaflets from me. I saw that my singing put a smile on many faces, so I praise God for that. Which Antichrist track are you using, my brother? Let me know. Is he here today? Let me just, because again, they're time zones, you know. Let's see, this is Brother Samuel, so let me just put Salmon online. Yep, he's here. So praise the Lord. Yeah, let me know what track you're using there, because yeah, we got some here too. Sixth praise is for the singing. Oh, here, I already said that. All right, seventh and the final. It says, me and my auntie have shared. I always say auntie when I see it spelled out, but it's auntie as far as we're all, you know, as I'm concerned. Me and my auntie have started a daily Bible study. Every morning at 7 a.m., we are on the phone and in the Bible together for at least a half an hour. Oh, man. Finally, I praise the Lord for the gift of my salvation. I am forever grateful. Jesus, I love you. Yes, I do. Sabbath blessings. Jesus, how I love you. I think that's the song he's talking about there. That is so awesome. Man. Praise the Lord. All right, hold on a second here. One of the guys are going to have to email me because I want to, you know, be there for them if they need help. Because, the brethren here will help. Everybody, you know how we are. We're always out there trying to do something. And if someone just starts a new ministry, you know, hey, we want to be part of that. We want to help out, and we want to know you. Yeah, let me just put down SDR in London. And email this to myself so that I don't forget. Okay. All right. Okay, this next praise is from Brother Darren. And he says, hello, Brother Nick. Best happy Sabbath. Well, same to you, brother. And he says, I've been conducting Bible studies with a friend I met on a pen pal app. I am going to say her name is Sally, not a real name for security purposes. You know, like when he's talking, I guess. You could have just given him the first name and don't have to give the last, but that's okay. So we have been reading the Bible and doing Bible study every week since last, maybe every day or something. I don't know, since last week. Sally lives in the Philippines, not sure where. But she added me to her pen pal app, and a couple of weeks ago and last week, me and her were talking. I gave her my sermons on the State of the Dead sermon I did for my grandfather's funeral. Oh, yeah, I remember that, where they wouldn't let you finish it and all that. Wow. Sally, I was just thinking about that, too, the other day. I was out in the midday prayer talking about the State of the Dead stuff because people, boy. Anyway, he says, Sally mentioned how she wants to learn more about the Bible. I suggested, since she wants to learn the Bible, how about we read the Bible together? If she says she did not have a Bible, I offered the electronic King James Bible, and she said she was not fluent in English. So I asked a brother in Christ to help me find a Tagalog King James Bible, and he found in a Tagalog King James Bible app, and I gave it to her. After verifying, of course, and we how do you guys talk then if she doesn't speak English? Oh, she's not fluent, though. She understands to some extent, right? So after verifying, of course, and we started reading the Bible last week. Yesterday, Sally told me this week she let her older sister, Beth, listen to my State of the Dead sermon and gave her my old sermons I did years ago. Her sister was so moved by then that she asked if her sister can join, that Sally asked if her sister can join the Bible readings, and I said, sure. We conduct the Bible study at 9 a.m. and my time, which is 10 p.m. their time. And this morning, something great happened. We did the Bible readings in the book of Genesis. I was about to read into chapter 6, then her sister started talking about how she used to read the Bible all the time. And she stopped until last year. She started back reading again because of COVID. Brother, I think the Lord took it from there. I spoke about how COVID was not God's work. It's Satan's work. And I went into all about that. We had a discussion why they are locking everyone down for global takeover. I went over the origins of Xmas, the things God hates, and briefly on the symbols of the book of Revelation and how they relate to the prophecy in Daniel and the health message. Brother, we talked until 12 p.m. my time and 1 a.m. their time. Well, so you mean 12? Oh, yeah, 12 p.m. Okay. Yeah. And when I finished, Sally said thank you and asked, how did you like speaking to all my sisters? I responded, all your sisters? She said, yes, all her sisters heard and listened, and all her nieces and nephews sat down and listened until they fell asleep partly through my talking. Oh, like the little kid when Peter was preaching. And brother, the second blessing was they're listening to me over Wi-Fi in the middle of a typhoon. The connection did not drop the entire time I was speaking. Wow. And as I was talking, she said the typhoon stopped as I was talking to them. And a typhoon is what they call a hurricane because it spins the opposite direction in the Philippines. It's on the other side of the planet, so it has to spin in the other direction. It's just that Botex stuff. Anyway, and her sister, she said, will be at their aunt's house until New Year's and asked me if it was okay if we can conduct the study tomorrow and Monday. And I said, sure. Now, keep in mind, this is 2 weeks ago because this was last week we were supposed to share the praises. So this has been going on for a while now, praise his name. And so then we said our goodbyes, and that's it. Brother, this was an amazing experience, and I want to share this today while it was fresh in my mind. Plus, this helped me to want to talk to more people about the Bible. Thanks for your time in reading this. And then he signs off saying, thanks again. Happy Sabbath, Brother Darren. Oh, Brother Samuel just texted me here. This is the video. Prophecy fulfilled. Pope controls leaders of the world. Oh, isn't that short little dinky one? I don't know if that's... No, I'm looking for the tracks, Brother Samuel. You guys said you're handing out an Antichrist track or something like that. So I guess you shared that video with them too. Praise the Lord. Well, see, keep in mind, everybody, that these soon we're going to knock us off of YouTube. That's why I'm not doing any streams. I'm not going to take any chances. I'm crossing my T's and dotting my I's with the videos I'm putting there, which I'll be putting there tomorrow or Monday. I don't know. I doubt I'll be able to get it done tonight after Sabbath. Well, wait, that's right. Sabbath ends at like 5:40, but that's, figured it out later. So But I got another one here from Brother Samuel. Hold on. His back was in pain. Oh, this is a different old man. Okay. I don't know if he's old. So this is another praise. It shows you how long we've had these. And so, okay, what's this? Why is it showing? Oh. I think YouTube may have deleted the longer video about the CEOs you were talking about. Oh, no, it's still there. I just, what YouTube does is, even on my own YouTube channel, I can't surf the titles of my videos sometimes. I can literally put in the exact title, and it won't show up in my own YouTube channel when I'm using this, the so-called search engine that they give every one of their users. So we're using Antichrist Tracks from your website. Oh, okay. I believe by the on an online via printing company. I actually just run out of that today. Oh, okay. Praise the Lord. So they're using, yeah. That's another one I got to get printed up now that I think about it. I'm gonna write it on here because I'm gonna call them today or not on Monday. They're closed on the weekend. So, plus I would never call on Sabbath. Let's see. And Antichrist. Track. Or maybe Monica could do it. I think they could do books too. So I think she said she could print books too. Okay, so this is another praise from Brother Samuel, and I only got one after this left, and I see Sister Mindy has her hand up, so I'm going to drop the mic now, and I'll share Brother Samuel's second praise after Sister Mindy's done. So let me drop the mic.
Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. Can you hear me? Praise the Lord. What a wonderful testimony, Sabbath. This is such a blessing. I love, love, love testimony, Sabbath. I have so many things to be just to be praising the Lord for, as I know all of you do as well. We're seeing some mighty things happening in these last days, and it's just going to continue to increase. My first praise is I want to praise the Lord. As many of you know, I left my job as a recruiter of 12 years and to be a recruiter for Christ. So I never contributed to my 401k. My boss had put a percentage in every time I was paid, and so it accumulated through that 12 years, and I was able to get that 401k money since I'm not working and we need it. But my husband, being a non-believer and not trusting in the Lord, he did not want me to take the money off for tithing, and he transferred the money out of our account he has his own account that I have no access to. So I had no way to get to the money. But I praise the Lord that it happened, because I was able to see the Lord's hand move in a mighty way. I have, my only income is through, I have an eBay store. So I sell my handmade items and I sell other items on eBay. And I just pray to the Lord, just bless my eBay store so I'm able to tithe. It was quite a bit of money, and I thought, you know, even if I just give, you know, like 100 at a time or whatever, I was going to tithe no matter what. Well, the Lord blessed me abundantly with my eBay store. I was able to tithe the whole amount, and I just praise the Lord for that, because, I normally don't do that well on eBay, but He abundantly just poured out His blessings. I just praise the Lord. I was able to trust in Him and to see His hand move in a mighty way. Also I want to praise the Lord. I know all of us are feeling this urgency, that the latter rain is going to be falling very soon. And I've been giving signs and an awesome sign that the Lord has blessed me with is, and this has happened a few times, it was at night, and I would hear this. I can't explain it. I've lived in this house for 4 years now, and it's never happened before. But I heard of this really loud sound outside my bedroom window when I was in bed, and I couldn't understand what it was. And it sounded like a really loud rushing wind. I mean, it was so loud. And so, and then one night my husband even heard it, and he tried to explain what it was, and he couldn't figure out what it was either. And so the next time I heard it, I went into this room next to our bedroom, because it's facing the same side of the house, and I couldn't hear it from that room. And then I went outside, and I stood there for the longest time, and I couldn't hear it. And so I just couldn't understand what it was. And so I remember thinking in my mind, is this what the rushing wind's going to sound like when the latter rain falls? Because, when the Pentecost, they heard the rushing wind. And so I just prayed to the Lord. It's like, Lord, is this coming from you? I don't understand what it is. I just kept praying, and I couldn't remember in the Bible about the Pentecost. I knew it was in Acts, and so I held up the King James Bible, which is the only Bible I read, and I asked the Lord, reveal to me in Acts about the Pentecost. If this is coming from you, split the pages with your very own finger to that chapter. And he split the pages to Acts 2. And you guys, I was like, whoa. And so I knew it was coming from him. He gave me the sign, and I haven't heard it in a while, but guys, this is another sign. This latter rain is going to be falling very, very soon. And he wanted me to share it with my church family, just to let you know that it's right at our doors. It's that close. It really is. And then another praise. I don't normally remember my dreams, but I had a dream on Monday night, and the dream was I was at a department store, and there was a lot of people there. Nobody was wearing masks, believe it or not. And there was two young men in front of me, and I thought I heard them say something about the Sabbath. And so I boldly walked up to them, and I asked them, do you know what day the Sabbath is? And they said, well, we think it's Sunday. And I shared with them about the Sabbath thing from Friday sundown to Saturday sundown. And one of the young men said, oh, I've been doing research on that, and that's what I thought. And he was so excited that he's been doing research, and it's true. And so so then I started sharing with them, more truths about the mark of the beast and all of that. And I noticed that I was becoming louder and louder and more bolder and had more courage. And a crowd started gathering around us. And the young men were amazed. All these people were coming up, and they started kind of backing off from me, and I just kept, I just kept on sharing the truth. And I remember thinking to myself, I can't believe this is happening, because I'm not like that, to just really, be that courageous. And so then after I was done speaking, I started walking out, and all the people just started clapping. And I remember thinking to myself, wow, this is amazing. I can't wait to tell everybody on Testimonies After. And that was in my dream. I was thinking that. And it was so real. So I wrote it all down. So I remembered that dream. And I believe the Lord was showing me, this is what it's going to be like when we have the latter rain fall on us. We are going to go out with such boldness and such courage, and nothing is going to stop us. And so I just wanted to share that with you, too, that I got a kind of a taste of what it's going to be like. And I also want to, I don't mean to be too long, guys. I apologize for that. I know others want to share. But the Lord moved on my heart to write a poem. And I know you all know that the 144,000, we're going to have a special title. And that title is called Repairers of the Breach. And I remember reading in Sister White's writing something about Repairers of the Breach, and that is the biggest honor to have that title and to be the ones that go out to repair the breach that has been that has been the breach in the Ten Commandments, which was the fourth commandment. And so I would encourage you, all my brothers and sisters, just remember what a huge, huge honor that is to have that title. Because in our names, in the books of life, next of our names, it's going to be called Repairers of the Breach. And so keep that in mind, brothers and sisters. And so with that, I want to share my poem that I asked the Holy Spirit to help me write. It's called Repairers of the Breach. God's remnant church, his elect, first fruits, his chosen ones, are to go forth in courage to reclaim the truth to all his lost daughters and sons. We are called to be restorers of paths to dwell in, repairers of the breach. We must now prepare for this final battle to go out and win as many lost souls as we can reach. Very soon the Lord will cause his latter rain to abundantly fall, and God's obedient children will hear the rushing wind of his mighty call. We will all come together with one mind and one accord to receive the outpouring of the Holy Spirit from our Commander-in-Chief, our righteous Lord. We are Christ's chosen soldiers and will soon be called to war. No time to waste. We must put on God's armor and adhere to Christ's words, go and sin no more. It's time for thee to work, Lord, for they have made void thy law. A breach has been rapidly growing, which is your fourth commandment that we saw. For with untempered mortar, they have dubbed their false, unstable wall. But soon the fury of the Lord will rend it with great hailstones that shall fall. The untempered mortar is Satan's counterfeit Sabbath, Sunday, that all the world now honors instead of God's holy seventh day. Therefore the loud cry must go out unto the whole world it must reach. So sharpen your two-edged swords and prepare for the battle, Christ's soldiers, repairers of the breach. God bless you all, and I love you all. And stay strong in the Lord. Keep the faith. God bless.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, drop your hand there, Sister Mindy. You got your hand up there. I got two more praises. I just checked my emails. And so I'm going to share those too. But first, I'm going to share the second one that Brother Samuel just sent. And this is what it says. He says, yesterday when I was out, well, he actually sent this a while ago because it was on the bottom of my list. So the other one that I read earlier was newer. So let me get this. All right. So yesterday I was out evangelizing in central London, and I came across a man who was hunched over holding his back on the street. I was moved to go up to him and start talking to him. He told me that his back was in pain, so I asked if I could pray for him, and he said yes. I asked him where exactly the pain was, and I prayed for healing during the prayer. I mentioned how the Lord had healed me of a medically incurable bowel disease, and that through faith, this man's back pain will be gone. As soon as I prayed, the man straightened his back and said, thank you. Took one of the Antichrist tracks and walked off before I could say any more. I'm actually thinking now that this man could have been an angel and that this was a test to see if I would follow the Spirit's leading to instantaneously pray for him. Literally, just before this, I was threatened by two roadmen, what we call gangsters in the UK, to leave the area or else I was going to get wrapped, which means beaten or stabbed. After this, I prayed to the Lord for even more boldness to do the work and to see his hand move more and more, even more and more, than I already had the day before. I had done that day. He says, then came the man with the bad back. Satan is so stupid. Everything he throws at me just makes me even more zealous to go forth and do the work. So, why is he... Already done the day. Then came the man with the bad back. So Satan is so stupid. Everything he throws at me just makes me more zealous to go forth and do the work. So if Satan doesn't want me in central London, then that means I will go there even more to heal the lost souls through the power of the gospel. Amen. Yeah, that's usually, I mean, wherever, you know, the threat is where we need to be, because it's just the way this world is. I mean, look at the upside down cross of the Satanist, you know, same thing. And so, and like babes in Christ, when you accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you're going to have some trials coming from the enemy of souls. You have to expect that, because now you're a threat to Satan, which will actually bolster your faith. But you got to stand firm, and you'll get even stronger and stronger and stronger. Because the Lord really works fast, especially in those last days. We ain't got a lot of time left to work. And Brother Anthony sent me a praise here, and he says, Happy Sabbath, Pastor Nicholas, my wife Marlene, or Marlene, and I want to thank Christ for keeping us safe on our trip to Texas and Florida. On the way down there, we were in southern Ohio, you know, on I-75, and traveling in the middle lane. When we came up on a huge deer in the left lane, we were headed south, and the deer was in the far left lane. When we seen it, the deer looked at us but didn't move. We both could have been killed if we would have had been in that lane. On our way back to Michigan, we stopped in Nashville to stretch out. I got out of the car, and in less than 10 seconds, there was a rapid gunfire, at least 15 to 20 shots fired. We never panicked somehow. I knew we were going to be fine. While others ran and took off as we stayed, then the police showed up. Two men were killed over a stolen gun. Wow. Praise the Lord, he kept us safe. Where was that, in Michigan? Yeah, probably Detroit or something. Well, if you're cutting through Illinois or Indiana better yet, you know, there's some bad cities there too. So anyway, he was killed for a stolen gun. Anyway, praise the Lord, he kept us safe. We put on over 4,000 miles on the car. We also thank God for finding you way back in 2013, early 2014. And thank God for our church family. Have a good Sabbath and God bless. Amen, my brother and sister. Praise the Lord. And then I got this one from Sister Zay. She goes, I would like to praise the Lord for the seeds he gives me while reading his word. I'm currently keeping a list of them on my computer. Amen. And I am a female. Last testimony, I was called a male. And mistake is totally fine, laughing out loud. Yeah, because some of the names that come out in the foreign, you know, like Brother Everly had to deal with our stupidity for the longest time. But you don't really know. It's just because somebody told me Everly was a woman, and then actually it turns out Brother Everly is a brother. And the same thing, like when people say their names from other, like they, for God, what is that, guy or girl? You just don't know. And so, but yeah, there's definitely a sister in the faith there. Okay, let me see if I got any more. I'll check my email because that was the last for me. Oh, we got two hands up in the room. So while these people are talking, I will look through my emails. So let me drop the mic.
Sabbath blessings again. Was somebody's hand up before mine? Because I don't see the hands on the list. Oh, okay. Okay, so I have a praise here from Sister Marie. And Sister Marie, let's see, in a couple months ago. Okay, Sister Marie says she had a friend. Wait. Well, this is what she told me. I had asked Nick to lift Pablo Banda in prayer a couple months ago, and I don't remember if I told y'all that Pablo Banda recovered from COVID. He caught what everyone used to be the virus. He also had an underlying health issue. He has heart disease. He suffered and couldn't breathe. He never went to the hospital. He stayed home to fight this monster. He was sure he would die. He made his will. Gave away some of his things that were important to him, made peace with the Lord, got down on his knees and prayed, and then he laid down thinking that he lost that fight. Finally, a miracle happened. A doctor gave him a prescription for oxygen, and his daughter helped him by encouraging him to stay strong. He is 80 years old. It took a couple months, but he is now well. The only thing about now is that he's afraid to go far from home now. but he recovered. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, sister. It's a wonderful praise. Amen.
Sean has his hand up, so he's next.
Stop the buses, everybody. Can you guys hear me? All right, good. Good, good, good. All right. So first off, I want to praise the Lord for one testimony shout. But I also want to praise the Lord that we are back this week, since we were not up last week, and really missing the Friday night and the Sabbath services. It really shows you how much, I guess, you rely on that. But, yeah, praise the Lord that we're back. I also want to praise the Lord that for my computer, I got a replacement fan, finally. So that annoying sound that's been going on for literally months has stopped. And also, the keys are now working a lot better. So that might have had something to do with what was going on with the fan. And also, praise the Lord, as you guys can clearly tell, I have a new mic. And I got that a couple weeks ago. But yeah, well, praise the Lord for these electronic issues going away. Alrighty. Next. Alrighty. So, I want to praise the Lord for coming across in a lot of Christians lately. It really gives me the ability to start preaching to people. Couple in particular, I ran across somebody who was streaming, who was named was Life for Jesus, not a YouTube streamer, but, and I ended up joining his stream and ended up talking to him, and I want to praise the Lord because he's somebody who, it's, there are things, when I talk to him, it's very obvious that I can see the Holy Spirit is leading him, but he was still a Sunday keeper at the time when I met him, but he had already began to change his diet. Well, he was already vegan. And he had put away video games from his life. And him and I got to talking, and of course, praise the Lord, and now he understands the truth about the Sabbath. There's still other points, of course, that he has to understand, but praise the Lord, because there's been a lot of growth that I can clearly see with him. And also through him, I've also come to meet some other people. So one day while I was actually on his stream, and this is another praise. One day while I was on his stream, sorry, I think somebody just dropped something at the door. Well, somebody that he has known before started speaking with him. And she was saying something to him, and she goes that she wanted to send him a book. And I was like, oh boy, here we go. what is she going to send him? And then the next thing I hear her say is she wants to send him a book called Great Controversy. And I just stopped. I was like, what? I was like, okay, so do they have another book that's like called Great Controversy? And as he starts researching, and he's just like, oh, yeah, that's by Ellen White and stuff. And turns out that's what she wanted to send him. And I was like, okay, wait. I was like, who is this? Get her into your stream. I need to talk to her. And so she came into a stream, and basically when I was listening to her, she was disgusting. She is ex-SDA. And she is part of a home church. When that basically floored me when I found out that was, and the fact that they're trying to send out books to people as well, So just thinking about it, it's still amazing because it's very clear the Lord's hand is there, brothers and sisters. Like, he is working with us all. And it's exactly as I said, like the people you don't even, you've never met them before in your life. We've never came across them, but they're out there. They exist. They're doing the same things that we're doing. And so, yes, exactly. I mean, that is clearly the Holy Spirit working right there. So, I'm the one who saw it, and I'm still shocked. But, but yeah, I was able to discuss some things with her and, you know, learn a little bit more. And so, you know, that's just praise the Lord. And she knows about the site and might at some point come drop by and give us a visit. But yeah, wow, praise the Lord. I also want to praise the Lord that just the way that the door is opening to be able to preach to some people. And sometimes it's even happening in ways that you don't even expect. You just have to be, I guess, just straightforward sometimes. But it was Sabbath, and I accidentally clicked on a friend's live stream. And I was like, oh, no, I can't be here because it's Sabbath. And so I was just like, okay, so since it already shows I'm here, I'm just going to, you know, say hi, you know, be cordial, and then go. Turns out, before I could even leave, she goes, Sean, I had a dream, and she asked me the meaning of the dream, you know, through the Bible, which shocked me because I didn't expect that to happen. And like I said, mind you, I clicked on this stream on accident. Like, I did not mean to click on her dream at all. And she asked me about a dream and an interpretation of it through the Bible. And then she starts telling me about another dream that she had about a specific Bible verse. This woman is not a Christian. But she said she had a dream where a specific Bible verse was pointed out to her, and I ended up sharing the verse with her. It had something to do with, I'm sure, a character flaw that she needed to work on. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, okay, this woman keeps bringing up the Bible to me, and like I said, I accidentally clicked on the stream, and for whatever reason, things are taking this direction. And so I'm thinking, I was like, all right, so maybe the Lord wants me here, because maybe I need to talk to her and try to, you know, convince her to download a Bible, at least on her phone. It couldn't have been 2 minutes later, and I didn't say a word, and the exact same thoughts basically started running across her mind. And she's sitting there on the App Store looking for Bibles that she can download. And so I was like, okay. So, like, praise the Lord. I didn't even have to do anything at that point. It was basically me just basically being there, even though there was, you know, a little bit of helping with the dream and some of the Bible verses. But she's not a Christian. She's a Buddhist. So to see her gain interest in starting to read the Bible and to open up the Bible is obviously praise the Lord. But like I said, it's especially a praise because I did not intend to be there that day. And so it's very obvious who did intend me to be there, even though I did click by, quote, accident. Yes, amen. It's very clear that the Lord's hand is really moving upon people. And I'm actually finding it easier to be able to convince some people to actually start opening up the Bible. That just happened again recently with another one of my friends. I don't recall exactly how it happened, but I just know that she wasn't opening a Bible, and then I started talking to her about it. Oh, that's what it was. It wasn't Sabbath here, but it was Sabbath there. Time zone difference. And I basically was talking with her and got her and convinced her to, you know, actually open up a Bible. And so, praise the Lord for that. those are my praises. I also praise the Lord for the strength to be able to be here. And even though there's tons of trials going on, a lot of them, praise the Lord just for all the good that he gives us. With that said, I will put down the mic and Sabbath blessings, everybody. And yeah.
Amen. Oh, Andre, you wanna share? I got one more. I just checked my email and I got a large praise from someone named Gabriel Isaiah. I think this is that Muslim that Samuel was talking to. Because as I read into it, it does appear to be that guy. So let me drop the mic and let Andre go, because this is a long one and it's probably how we're going to end it, this testimony service, which means I'm probably not going to get any time to talk because Andre's going to be stepping up to the mic at 4 o'clock, which is fine. It's okay. It's okay. So let me drop the mic.
There it is. Is this on? Can you guys hear me? Okay, there you go, there you go, there you go, there you go. You know, typical me not plugging the jack all the way in. Sabbath blessings, everyone, Sabbath blessings. I got a real, real quick praise. I had placed this prayer request in the telegram that we use here to communicate with the church family. And I had an interview a couple of weeks ago about a job here locally. And as you know, I probably discussed this before, the job that I have now, my commute was 2 hours. 2 hours one way. 2 hours one way. And I went in for the interview, and they told me they would call me back, see how everything goes. Last week, they called me. They called me, and when I say they called me, they blew my phone up. So I answered, and they said, are you available? I said, yeah. Well, when you like to start, we get you away Monday. So the job that I was praying about, I have it. And now my commute is not nowhere near as long as it was before. And it was very, very good that I got it. I'm here locally. I don't have to go as far. And that same day, I went out. Do some driving. I normally do some driving on either Sundays or Saturday evenings. And I picked up a couple. And the lady that was at exited the car first, she had left her phone. I had no idea she left her phone in the car. So I heard it ringing. Heard it ringing the next day. And I went like, oh, whose phone is this? I had no idea whose phone it was. And I couldn't answer the phone, because most people, they have passcodes in their phone, so I couldn't just go into the phone or anything like that. I'm like, well, how am I going to discover whose phone this is? I have no idea. So I tried something, and somebody had called, and his name was Victor. And I guess iPhone has a feature that if you can't answer the phone, but you can send the person a text. So I sent the text, and I said, my name is Antonio, and I have your phone, because on Uber, they go by your first name, so my middle name. So I don't know whose phone this is, but I have it. Can you give me a call? So they gave me a call and asked me about the phone. I described it. It's like, yeah, this is my sister's phone. She's been looking for this phone. It would do a great service because she's stuck. She cannot leave this area because, all her banking information or whatever, she had was on the phone, so she couldn't leave. So it would do us a great service if you can get that to us right away. So I made the arrangements. I made the arrangements to go and meet. And she came up to me and was like, oh, are you the Uber driver? I'm like, yeah, I got your phone. I go, okay, here you go. I got something for you. And she came out and with a nice little blessing. I just nothing. I didn't expect it. Doing diligence and gave her a phone back. But that day was pretty awesome. Then the very next day, the very next day, some unexpected, an unexpected blessing that came into the mailbox. I'll just leave it as that. But I just saw how the chain of events was going, between the getting the job, between returning the phone, and then receiving something in the mailbox that I did not expect. And this is something that I stress to my children, and this is something that, I mean, everybody in the church family knows, but the very, very importance of paying your tithe. Be very how important it is if you don't do anything else with your income. Make sure that those are taken care of, because God will, He will come through when you don't expect it. He will. And those are some times, you know, you're making a transition from an old job to a new, you know, that there are some gaps. So He made sure that little gap was taken care of. So I definitely want to praise the Lord on that. And also for the many praises that we've heard today in this testimony service, it is going very, very well. So I will drop my mic and back to Brother Nick. Have a blessing, everybody.
Wow. Praise the Lord. Amen. Another good testimony, Sabbath. Well, I got this email. Let me just check if I got any more emails here, because I'm probably going to end it with this. I just got another email. Let's see. Brother Alvin just sent me one. Let me read his first, because wait, that is. Oh, okay. Yes, let me delete that one. I already got that one. So, yeah, Alvin's, I got his email just now, and he says, Happy Sabbath. Yeah, this is our testimony and praise. I would like to praise the Lord for the tremendous blessings He has given us throughout 2020, although it's a tough year. Praising Him for the health, protection, salvation, for the answered prayers, and for everything. He has been so good to all of to us all the time, and words are not enough to express the gratitude. I would also praise Him for the work in Manila, Philippines, which is progressing by God's help. All the brethren who are regular attendees have completed all the 33 Bible study lessons. In fact, they are asking for how they can receive baptism, because we have no minister to officiate over there. So we just hold on God's word, Luke chapter 10, verse 2, the harvest is great and the laborers are few. Pray He therefore, the Lord of the harvest, that He would send forth laborers into His harvest. So please keep our Manila brethren in prayers to continue into the faith. Again, may all of us be more stronger in the faith as we are almost home. God bless us all, your brother in Christ, Alvin, and family. You know, when I think of these statements that you guys are making, and everybody knows we're almost home, it's going to get more intense, but the peace of Jesus is going to get more intense too, because we're even promised, especially when it comes to the latter rain, that, He's going to give us increased courage, faith, discernment, wisdom, all of it. What they're doing in the world is not going to stop us one bit. It's like the apostles standing up after in Acts chapter 5 when they say, you can't be preaching this name anymore. And then they whipped them and beat them and all this other stuff, and they praised the Lord that they were allowed to suffer for Christ's sake. And some of us are going to get whipped and beaten and killed even. But it doesn't faze us. Because we know the split second we die, our eyes will open as we're rising up at the the start of Plague 7. You know, whenever that may be. You know. And so praise the Lord that this is, you know, we're actually able to say these things to each other now over the internet, but soon, you know, unless we're in the same cave or something, you know, we're not going to be able to do it much, you know. So I cherish these times together. Oh, I still want to have like a camp meeting, you know, someplace. Or even if the Lord blesses us with land where we can just gather in tents or something. So, okay, thanks, Arthur. So, but anyway, I want to share this testimony here. Or praise, rather, or either way. Oh, it looks like testimony / praise. From a new brother in the faith by the name of Gabriel Isaiah. You heard Brother Samuel speak of him a few moments ago. This guy sent a rather extensive email, and so this will be the last one we'll be sharing. And it's a mighty praise, as are they all. But it's nice to actually see this happening the way it happened, whereas Samuel was sharing, and then all of a sudden, Gabriel happens to be here. Or he arrives, I don't know, because I got the email, I don't know, not long after I shared the testimony of Samuel. And so this is what he says. This is from Gabriel Isaiah. He says, Sabbath blessings and praise the Lord. I am turning 23 on the 11th of January, 2021. The last month has been blessed, as I have decided to start giving my life to Christ, the King, our Lord and Savior, and his mighty Father. My name is Gabriel Isaiah, yet to be legal, of course. My old legal birth name is Ryan Ahmed. My family are semi-practicing Sunni Muslim Bangladesh, and me and my younger brother are born and raised in southwest London, and living locally, to our fellow SDR lad, Brother Samuel. But I currently live in Hackney Wick in Inner East London. And I was raised in a white majority area. I was bullied and mocked for being brown and autistic and poor behavior. I was also raped by three different Bangladesh teenagers on regular but separate unrelated occasions between the ages of 5 and 8. This is today's world. This ruined my innocence and inevitably I was corrupted by Satan, upon which I just wanted to casually have sex with lots of women. The desires led me to my rock bottom, from losing my first IT job on the 18th of January, 2019 until June of 1st of 2020. I now believe this was a punishment from God, wrath of God. In fact, I disobeyed God and broke his commandments by living a godless Babylonian heathen lifestyle of succumbing to temptation. It was punishment for the five women I fornicated between July of 2016 to June of 2019. It was punishment for never lowering my gaze towards women. It was punishment for always seeking lustful Babylonian heathen desires with women. I got red-pilled in March 2013 when I was about 15. He says about the wicked, satanic, Jesuit, Babylon, clown world we live in. Excellent way to put it. But another autistic mixed Indian dude from my high school got me into the disgusting heathen lustful pickup artist seduction community. Well, he's very, very descriptive, isn't he? Yeah, way to go there, Brother Gabriel. He says, I now believe that was Satan turning me away from my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and his Almighty Father. I was attracted to pickup artist community as I was an ugly, autistic, brown rape victim who struggled with lustful desires towards women since getting raped by three different Bangladesh teenagers. The pickup artist community is also how I met Brother Samuel in this group in August of 2017, who led me to the Word of God on December 26, 2020, by the King James Bible, the only true Christian Bible that knows of God's true Sabbath day as Friday sundown to Saturday sundown. Babylon, Sodom and Gomorrah, has corrupted my generation to the core. The satanic occult, Jesuit, Catholic, Masonic elite have normalized destructive behavior and destruction of natural dynamics between men and women. Amen. I kept seeing women cheat on guys and disrespect guys just because the woman had a better looking option, which pushed me from pickup into LooksMax in the end of August of 2018. LooksMax is narcissism. The narcissism was eating my heart, mind, and soul. I used to cry about never having a long-term girlfriend, but I am grateful to God now because I would have probably destroyed her life and turned her into a Babylonian degenerate heathen Jezebel. I am grateful to God because he did not punish me, but rather he blessed me. Pickup artist seduction community attracts men from broken backgrounds and teaches them how to manipulate or how to violate women. Well, same thing. It is one of the most depraved, disgusting communities. Babylon is making men ruin women and vice versa. This life is temporary. Pickup artist seduction community turns bullied, abused men like me into wicked, God-disobeying, commandment-breaking Babylonian heathens. I will pray to the Lord God, to the Lord Almighty with Samuel for forgiveness from him and from all the women we fornicated and sinfully touched and sinfully gazed at and potentially ruined. I pray that the Lord I pray that the Lord will. I pray that the Lord and they will forgive us. I pray the Lord blesses and saves us and them. I met Samuel through the Babylonian heathen sinful wicked pickup artist community in August. It's just the way he describes it. He goes into great detail. This is very interesting to read. But yeah, they met in August of 2017. As Samuel also said in his testimony, that's how him and his friend Ryan, before he changed his name, used to go out and do things. And they met through mutual acquaintances. He goes on to say that we both engaged in degenerate heathen nonsense. Samuel knew a lot of people from my high school, Raines Park High School, and he lived local to me all my life before I moved out of outer street or outer southwest London trauma place in August of 2020. After years of destructive psychopathic behavior, Samuel decided to become a Seventh-day Remnant on September 5th, 2019, and thanks to Samuel and the Lord Almighty, I started becoming a Seventh-day Remnant on the 26th December 2020. So that's just a few weeks ago, praise his name. So my paternal great-grandfather, Azor Uden, was a corrupt heathen who usurped and gambled his good first wife's. My dad's dad was one of her sons. Okay. My gambled his first wife's father's wealth and property he inherited and went for another woman. By this, Azar disobeyed God and broke his commandments. The only blessing my dad's side has is that all the women born in that family marry into prosperous families, but 99% of the men are raging psychopaths. I will forgive them and pray for them. By Azar disobeying God and breaking his commandments, he effectively cursed the men and of the family, not the women born, for three generations, starting with Azar, and it will end with my father and his leeching younger brother, as I am a new babe in Christ. My bloodline will start afresh. In fact, yeah, you broke the curse. Just like my wife and I, we came from Catholic upbringing, and we were the only ones that left the Catholic Church all the way out to the point of keeping Sabbath. Some have left the Catholic Church, but they just went into other churches that were, you know, bowing to Rome, so they're all still Catholics. So anyway, going on, he says, for once my life has meaning in God again. I want to share my story to save others. If you do not obey God and his Ten Commandments, then like mine, your bloodline is headed for doom, destruction, and the second death. Your bloodline will be headed for inceldom and degeneracy. I don't know what inceldom? I don't know. It's a new word I've never seen before, but kind of know what you mean. Always remember God. He says, always remember God is loving and forgiving. Do not fall for the Western satanic occult, Babylon, Masonic, Jezebel, heathen, harlot, temptation, succumbing, societal conditioning. That was very descriptive. And he said that I fell for and Samuel fell for. The Jesuit, Catholic, Masonic, Satanist, Marxist occult elite are destroying us and making us degenerate, immoral, Babylonian heathen, Jezebel harlots. Satan is a deluded deceiver. God rested on his holy Sabbath of Friday sundown to Saturday sundown. The Catholic Jesuits and false Sunday worshiping Christians have blasphemed and distorted this. Kindest regards, Gabriel Isaiah. Amen and amen. So, wow. That's amazing how much the Lord has opened your eyes in such a short period of time, but there's still, I can see some of the things you were stating that the Lord's got a lot more things he's going to be showing you in the coming days. And so stay in the book, brother, stay in the Bible, every single solitary, study it. Don't just read it and surface read it. That's like putting your house on sand. It's on the surface. But if you build your house on this foundation, dig in the scriptures and like Jeremiah says, I found thy word and I did eat them. Found thy words and I did eat them. You study it up, you consume it. And then, of course, pray three times a day because that's what the Bible says. I know with the Muslims, they do it five, but they only do it five because they really don't know how many times to do. There's a really neat video on the internet about that, how there's really no lockdown theology when it comes to prayer with a Muslim. But because there's really no lock, there's no statement. Well, the Quran was actually written by the Jesuits, and they got caught. And this is why they killed Jesuit Alberto Rivera, when he let the truth go out. I think he talked about it in the 60s and 70s or something like that, and so they murdered him. But Jack Chick had already gotten a hold of his testimony in regards to all this, and Jack Chick made a booklet called The Prophet. And so in that booklet, they go into great detail as to how Muhammad was come about. In other words, what they did, the Catholic Jesuits approached 50 young Islamic or Muslim girls and told them all that your child is going to be, you're going to be given, they were all pregnant, and they told them this is, they didn't know each other, and that's key to what they were planning. And he told, this is, at least this is what Jack Chick releases, in the, or that Jesuit Rivera said that they did, and they told all 50 of these girls separately, that you're going to have a little baby boy and he's going to have a birthmark. When he gives birth and you see the birthmark, give us a call or contact us. They didn't have phones back then. And then sure enough, one of the girls had a birthmark. You know, because the Jesuits are in tune with Satan, and Satan, he throws his dice like anybody else. And so one of the kids had a birthmark, and so from that day forward. But the weird thing was is how the Quran was written 20 years before Muhammad was even born, but yet Muhammad says he wrote it or something. I can't remember how that all. But the Jesuit explains all that in that booklet called The Prophet. And there it is. Thanks. Yeah, Brother Gabriel. Is that you? Yeah. Gabriel Isaiah. Is that you? So you already seen the book. Is that the same guy? Is this Gabriel that just put the text chat? Because I saw it on the stream. Let me see. Let me get back up. Because I'm watching the text chat in the stream instead of over here because I'm using that. Hey, brother. Okay, well, praise the Lord. All right. So I guess you saw the booklet. It's a comic book kind of a thing. You can't really trust Jack Chick because his theology is off the cart. I mean, he's, you know, secret rapture, eternal life and hellfire, stuff like that. And I think he even has a preterist view of Antichrist. But his historic referencing is... none can match it, because I don't know how he's able to, because he's good. He's a good reference for eschatological study, which is, you know, you look at the prophecies and you look for things that happen in history that match up with the prophesied event. And if you need, and that, so you mix those two together, it's called eschatology. And that's what I've been doing since I didn't even know I was doing it when I was like 12, 13, whenever we got the encyclopedias, I started getting it, just researching. I read all those A to Z. Just because, I don't know. But I couldn't read a novel to save my life. I didn't like fiction because I thought, why am I going to read something about somebody that made up? I can make up stuff too, you know. So I never. I got in a lot of trouble in high school about that because they wanted me to read novels. It's not me happening. Never did. Never, ever did. Not my whole life have I ever read a novel. You know, so praise the Lord. So Ellen, I need to get the series physically. End time events. Okay. All right, so. That's it. Well, let me check my email one more time. This has got to be what it's a record breaker, I'm thinking. Because the length of this. I expected it to be extra long because we couldn't do it last week, and so people that didn't get a chance to send their praises had an extra week. So, okay. And then Sister Janet, if you're listening to me on... WTPR, I got the password you wanted, and so Lee never sent me her password. Alex was telling me that Lee's password messed up too or something, or she forgot it. But I need you guys to send me a password if you want me to create a new account. That's why, Lee, if you try to get in the room, it's going to say your account doesn't exist because in order to do it, I have to kill the account and then rebuild it from inside the server. And I was just, all I was doing was waiting on that password. So I'm still waiting, sister. All right, and so then with Janet, as soon as I get offline here, I will add your password. But I'm not going to be, like, after the music, I'm going to pray, and I'm going to just introduce Brother Andre, because his hour's up. He's just starting. So let me drop the mic. So Brother Dwayne is going to share some music. If that noise here in the background, my hydroponics is watering itself. That's why you hear water. Dripping. So let me drop the mic.
I love the truth that feels.
By the way, Sister Janet, check your email. Well, you don't have to check your email. You're set. The password you gave me has been added. So if you want to come in the chat room, you can do it now. Capital J, you know, for your name. Okay. If you're kneeling, please bow your hearts. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for blessing us with your presence as we gather here on this Sabbath day. Thank you so much for teaching us how to do this and how to see your hand move to where we can glorify you and share with others what you have done. Because that brings them in, that lets them see. That's how it's been working for 6,000 years, is how you've been bringing people to you, is by using us to do it. And so thank you for blessing us with more opportunities to share our faith. Please bless everyone here that's in attendance. Please bless everyone on our prayers, especially those that are lost. And thank you so much for forgiving us, cleansing us, and blessing us with the latter rain so that when it starts raining, we're going to get soaked and we're going to go forward and we're going to glorify you like no one has ever been able to do on this planet since time began. We'll have more Holy Spirit than even the apostles had. And so thank you for that prophecy, that promise, that gift, that blessing, and that opportunity to glorify you, because it's not about us. It's about you. And we thank you for this. And we offer this prayer and all of these praises unto you in the name of your precious Son, our King for all eternity, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.